Ross, is it harder or easier to plan for Sydney without Buddy with the unpredictability?
It's a good question. They've done remarkably well without Buddy, but they're a very resilient group and they've got some great leaders. So, but their form's been a bit up and down, particularly at home. So, but as we know, past results don't count for the future. Excuse me. Past results don't count for future results. It's what you do in the next moment and work really hard. So look, we're still trying to improve our footy. We think there's areas we're really improving upon, but we know we've got a big challenge. Unfortunately, past results don't count because last time we got there, we got absolutely obliterated. So I'm sure they take some confidence from that. We've spoken about we want to be a team that performs everywhere. So we've got to go away with a really strong mindset and a really be a tight-knit group and get to the SCG and compete fiercely. That's what we're aiming to do.
Walters, Stephen Hill, Wilson, any chance?
Stephen Hill won't play. Walters and Wilson, really optimistic on, and they get through training, which we think they will, they'll play.
With Stephen, just the tightness didn't sort of heal from last week, or what's the story?
Yeah, it hasn't progressed as quickly as we'd like. It's just a fascial injury, so, but it's just that high-end range of speed and movement has just been restricted on. So, you know, we're optimistic and we remain optimistic for next week.
How much work have you had to do losing...
You're dominating.
Without the two, the two Hill brothers, their pace, you can't really replace that. So how much work have you had
to... Oh, we did last week. We're pretty good.
Yeah, but how do you tweak what they can do? You can't really replace them.
Well, you just become a different beast. Everyone brings their own strength to the team, and that's what we say. Within your role, express those attributes you've got. So whatever you've got, bring them to the table. And you're right, we'd like to be a quick, skillful team, and at times we think we are, but when they're in, that gives us greater capacity in a real sense. But we're thrilled with Ryan Nyhaus come in and did a really good job. Cox was fantastic, competed. So you know, there's plenty of different ways to put your team together and get a chemistry. So we think we're doing that.
Ross, you mentioned Sydney's form at home has been up and down. They've been a couple of times.
Although they've been tight. They have been tight.
Yeah. Your away form this year, I think even you said maybe post-match last week has been terrible, I think was the word. I might be wrong.
No, you can paraphrase me. That's fine.
But in terms of that, is that just having a young side coming through and being away from home? Is that sort of is it as simple as that?
Well, even more recently, I spoke about it 30 seconds ago, which is I just said, you know, we're aware of it, but we want to be a team that performs away, and we said we want to go away with a tight-knit attitude and really a strong focus on performing away. So, but we do know, we don't want to make excuses. We acknowledge, I think we had 7 players under 10 games last week. We got 14 under 50. That's relatively significant, and, you know, you need to go through the games and the travel experiences, but we're relying on our senior players and coaches to help mentor the young players through. So, but it's just another opportunity to improve what you're talking about. Yeah, and terrible. I think it's not too far off like Port Adelaide, but our effort was strong. Our method was wrong. And then against GWS, we had opportunities in the last quarter to get within a kick, I think. So. And then Richmond, we fought back in the third, but they were on top. So we played 3 pretty good teams. I think everyone saw them as premiership contenders and acknowledged that we're on a path of transitioning to get to that level. So there's a lot that goes into the mix, but we're feeling quite good about ourselves and improving. You know, we're on the 7th or 8th for entries in the league. We've really improved our opportunities by about 7 or 8 on an average game per this year compared to last. So that's not insignificant. If you go to an efficiency of 30%, it gives you a chance for an extra 2 goals a week. So we're learning lessons all the time. Stuff that we learned against Richmond about structure in front of the ball against quality defences, we thought we did that last week. So we're really aiming to improve. But you're right, it's a big challenge.
In terms of your young players, and in particular your first years, you got, you know, Chair in there, Banfield, Brayshaw and even Mitch Croden as well. Do you have to monitor how much they can keep going for?
Yeah, we've spoken about that a lot. But they're handling it really well. There's obviously challenges. But at this stage, but if they're a bit unders, we'll probably keep them going, unless it's quite dramatic. I think if it's marginal, but if it's dramatic, we would look after them. So we've had a huge amount of injuries. I mean, we only had three other running players to pick from, and one, Jara, had just come back his second week, and Tom North had been injured. We didn't have a lot to outside of that last week, you know. So, unfortunately, our availability will increase a little bit this week, and then, you know, hopefully you're starting to get Spur and Bernal and those type of guys back. So that's exciting for us.
How's Bailey Banfield having everything? Obviously a mature age, but he plays a pretty physical brand of football, and other opposition sides try to protect their own as well.
He copped a lot of heat last week. That was Ryan Crowley used to cop a lot of heat. That's Cameron Ling used to cop a lot of heat. That's the game you're in, and he needs to expect that and really embrace that, to be truthful. And I know we say he's mature age, but I think he's 19, isn't he? I think he's 19, so he's still a baby. He's still a baby. And, he's got plenty of improvement in him. You know, Croden, Chera, Brayshaw, Demand, Norhouse, those sort of guys. So Cox. They've got plenty of growth. But we know it takes a bit of time. But, you know, we're happy to give them that time.
Wrong kick.
No, you're wrong, dominating.
Yes. Wrong kick, seven goals last weekend. Just his third game. Have you put any time into him?
We put time into everyone. We respect them all. We look at it. We obviously look at it from a team aspect. But gee, he's quick and he's skillful. And let's hope he goes down Media Street. Horse won't let that happen.
Have you looked at putting another tall forward potentially to give Cam a bit of a chop out in the air?
Well, we did. Cox. Yeah. And Mundy's there. So, obviously Carlisle won a couple of one-on-ones and rolled off a couple of times last week. But I think over the last 5 weeks, our efficiency in retaining the ball inside 50 has been almost equivalent to anyone in the AFL. So, on the average. So there's some improvement there. But, yeah, Coxie was really exciting. You know, he's working hard. Cam's been relatively consistent. We're pleased with our mobility and our size when Mundy and Aaron's been pushing forward. He's been as threatening forward as I think I've seen him in my time. And clearly Nathan can mark it as well. So, and there'll be games where we'd like to just put Nathan forward and leave him there. So we're still looking to do that when the opportunity arises.
Ross, what's the plan for Harley? How much game time on Saturday?
Yeah, well, he played. They had the bye last weekend, which was unfortunate. He played 50 minutes, had the bye. He'll probably... he's had a perforated eardrum this week off an infection, so we think he'll be fine, but he'll probably go to 60, 70 minutes and then build the week after and the week after that. But we're keeping our fingers crossed that I need to send her a box of chocolates. The physiotherapist from the ballet, what she's done with him has really contributed strongly and complemented the program we had in place. So he's actually running as freely and with high-end speed and power as we've seen him since he's been here. So if that can keep happening, we can all start to get a little bit excited.
Will that be purely in the midfield, Ross, or will there be a bit of a...
No, he's not playing midfield at the minute. Midfield, it's so hard. He'll play forward at this. He played forward, high forward, low forward. We'll just let him run his race a little bit. But, you know, the kid's been to hell and back. Under a lot of scrutiny, sometimes brought upon himself, sometimes not fair, not accurate. But he'll just keep working through. He's showed great resilience, and we don't want to lose players with his level of talent and out of the game for whatever reason, because, you know, in recent history there's been some sad stories. We don't want another one.
How's Bradley Hill's knee, Ross? How much longer?
Yeah, he's progressing. He's on Ultra G. He's loading up this week. So, and I think the obvious question is, I mean, we all saw the statement from the club, but the one that needs to clarify, once he's available, he will play at Peel rather than come straight back in. So that's probably the next question. But he's progressing. Good people sometimes get it wrong, and he sits in that basket, and he'll work his way through. He's been, overall fantastic for us as a club.
Has it, the injury is probably worse than originally thought. Is that frustration you think?
Well, it could have been an ACL.
Yeah.
Could have been an ACL. So whatever it is from here is a win for us. So it's just that bruising. And bruising can be, it's a precursor to a stress reaction and fracture. So you need to deload them. And it's a long term. We're building, you know. So we're just going to make sure we don't damage him in the long term.
Ross, what's been happening in the last couple of weeks with the umpires and touching and players? Have you sort of reminded your players at all, or just refreshed?
Yeah. Just to clarify, we get a monthly, Grant Williams, who's in at the AFL, sends a monthly snapshot of your club versus the AFL average on free kicks, for and against, and then their focus points out of the last month. So they review themselves, which is what we wanted since Steve Hocking's been put in there. The processes have been really consistent. They've been sharp. And, you know, so 5 to 8, the focuses that have come out are... Because only half of it's been reported, by the way, which is... So just to clarify, it's umpires are ball ups, normally, so I'm coming out that way. Now the players have got to take responsibility to come out, so they'll throw it up and get out quicker. Boundary throw-ins have been slow to come in, for whatever reason, so they'll be now check the direction, unless directed by the field umpire, they'll get it in quick. So that was the other, and then it was just make sure you're not holding and hands in the back and blocking in the marking contest if you look at the opponent. So there's nothing radical here. Obviously there's a story that sits outside of that, but this is a consistent memo over a month from really Steve Hocking's department driving it through Grant Williams. And from us, it's fantastic because you get the snapshot of yourself monthly against your cohort, and then you get their focus points that, because it's like your game plan. You put it in place and little things just have slippage that you need to tighten up. So that's all that's occurring here. Obviously, there's some high profile story around that. But from mine, there is, and the club's view, there's official channels to go through. But also the AFL's been heavily criticised by coaches in the past for not being accessible. So Gill's open door policy at the right time is to be commended as well. So there's both sides to this story. But that, to give you full clarity, that's the full bottle.
Why do you think it's so important for players to not touch umpires? Obviously, there's no
malice
involved.
Are you serious? What do you think?
Well, probably for the lower levels more than anything.
Yeah, we know it's bracket creep, isn't it? So out of little things, big things grow. And the umpires are sacrosanct. And I'm... spoke to our players, all of us in our junior career would never touch the umpire, so there's no reason to be doing it at the AFL. I understand there's been no malice in it, but I think let's be overzealous and consistent with that, would be my view. Thanks, guys.